called. Now Whoopi Goldberg admits to using Mounjaro to lose weight, and it should start working any day.
What is it? Is that another diabetes medicine that's
different? Mounjaro is the counterpart to Ozempic. Mm. If you have a medically ascertained reason to be prescribed, you can get it fairly reasonably. But if you don't and you just want to lose weight and want to pay for it,
yeah,
it's $1,300.
Oh, my God.
No, thanks.
I like my system that I've been using. ESPN, Hannah Storm, who I thought was one of the more credible women in sports when she was with ESPN, mm-hmm. still is, I guess, diagnosed with breast cancer.
Hmm.
Only 63 years old. Let's see what else we have in the odds and ends. They're going to make another Popeye. But it doesn't give any details on who might be in it or when they expect it to be out. One of the co-stars. You ever see the movie Blow?
Yeah.
It's a good film. One of Johnny Depp's co-stars in that movie, though, was accusing him of verbal abuse, and he denies it. Why does it take over 20 years for something like that to come out? That movie was out in 2000,
I think.
Yeah. Wow, has it been that long now?
Wow.
Travis Kelce is in talks to host a reboot of the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
I heard about that.
That was one of those instant phenomenon hits on TV. You saw people playing it live, like at the fair and stuff like that. And
frightening to see.
I'm not sure if he's going to host it or be one of the contestants. The Acolyte, another Star Wars series, Jay.
Yes, trailer released on that yesterday.
Any good?
Interesting. It has, you know, anything that takes place outside of the whole Skywalker saga, I'm much more interested in than I am stuff that takes place with the Skywalker saga. That's just me.
But you are significant.
Why, thank you.
It's 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Let's talk 93.1 FM. What a day this is turning out to be so far. At 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, if your car is damaged in a wreck, you know the drill. 27 wreck with a W from Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 4 decades plus ago, Donnie Turner was actually, I mean, first of all, in the scope and overall wisdom about cars, like if I was considering buying anything, I would bring him into the loop and ask for his opinion. Or I'd bring the car to MPB to have him look it over. They asked Donnie to do things that were unethical, and Donnie refused, even got fired once, because he would not do anything that was unethical or cheat a customer. And he got so tired of that behavior in the business, he just decided to start his own place, Montgomery Paint and Body. And since day one, they diagnose everything that needs to be repaired. They're your advocate with the insurance company. Just hand it over to them. Let them take care of making sure that everything that needs to be replaced, or repainted, or fixed on your vehicle is done. And then expect a result that looks good as new, maybe better. That's what they strive for, to return that car as close as they can to showroom newness. Son Brandon is now part of the team at Montgomery Paint and Body. And here's the deal. If your car is not drivable, just have it towed to MPB and they'll take it from there. If your car is drivable, get your claim number as soon as you possibly can so they can begin the process of ordering the parts that need to be replaced, repaired, and repainted. 27 Wreck with a W for MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Let's see how people are behaving.
We're beginning to see our early morning rush. We've got a lot of traffic coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka beginning to put a lot of cars on the road headed into Montgomery as well. So far, no major problems anywhere, just busy traffic, but please buckle up.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Today is March 20th, Extraterrestrial Abductions Day. If you claim to have been abducted by aliens, beamed aboard a spaceship, and returned to Earth, I would like to ask you some probing questions. Enjoy Extraterrestrial Abductions Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Riding the Trump coattails to victory in Ohio, Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno, endorsed by former President Trump, has won a three-way Republican U.S. Senate primary. Republican California state lawmaker Vince Fong advancing to a May runoff to decide who will complete the remainder of the term of former House Speaker Ben McCarthy. As the southern border remains wide open, a Texas law allowing for the arrest and the deportation of illegal aliens has once again been put on hold by a court. North Korea claims a successful test of a solid fuel engine for its new type intermediate-range hypersonic missile. It's a more powerful, harder-to-detect missile. With the official arrival of spring comes a launch of the Major League Baseball season. The L.A. Dodgers and San Diego Padres playing the first regular season game in South Korea. On Wall Street this morning, futures are mixed, and the Dow futures are down 36 points. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Welcome to the first full day of spring with help from Morgan Freeman.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 24th, 1976. I was fishing in a lake when my reel started spinning wildly. After a few minutes, I finally snapped my line back, and a giant rainbow catfish with neon eyes and laser whiskers landed on my boat with a thud. He looked at me and said, "Mr. Freeman, I'll give you $1 million if you return me to the lake." But I didn't. Instead, I mounted him on my wall. And to this day, he serves as a reminder to never go fishing after I drop acid.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
My gosh.
Could be Billy Bass. Hey, look, it's a phone call. Good morning. Hi. Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to speak to Jay, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, stand by.
Jay, I hope this is a business call.
I don't know. Maybe it's a personal call.
Very strict rules in this radio station about personal calls. It's academic.
academic time.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
So we are up to 37 at this hour. We have been as cool as 36 this morning. Apparently... Maybe yesterday was the last freeze. We got down to 29. Frost advisory this morning. Warmer today, though. Mostly sunny. Yesterday we had 61. How about tacking on 10 degrees and getting to 71 today? Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow's high 76 with a sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers returning late Thursday night and becoming likely Friday and Friday night. Most likely... the weekend is looking pretty good right now. There could be a leftover shower, I suppose, on Saturday morning. But I think we'll see improvement by Saturday afternoon. Upper 60s Saturday, lower 70s on Sunday. And Sunday is the better day of the weekend. Right now this morning, Prattville's still at 33. It's 37 at MGM at 712.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Time for hard news brought to you by Pioneer Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Beep, 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 beep. This story kind of tells you how far off the rails this country is getting. A New York City property owner ended up in handcuffs following a standoff with squatters. She's been trying to boot from her family's home. Now, I went to real estate school in the 90s, and we did spend some time on squatters and squatters' rights. And basically, these are people that just decide to live in your home.
And if they can stay after a certain period of time in some places? Is that right?
I think the laws vary from state to state, but this is a woman who inherited a $1 million home from her parents, and these squatters showed up. Her name is Adele. She was arrested after changing the locks on the $1 million home in Flushing, Queens. That's got to be a fun place to live, right?
Flushing, Queens.
Flushing. Because when you think flush, you know.
Is it the Mets that play in Flushing, or is that right?
Yeah, that's where Shea Stadium or the new Mets ballpark is.
City Field.
Yeah. It's enraging, the homeowner said, and I totally understand why. It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, have to be going through this. And that's the way it works. Somebody breaks into your house, squats there.
Yeah.
They have more rights than the person that has the title to the property.
I don't understand.
She claims the ordeal erupted when she started the process of trying to sell the home last month, but realized these squatters had moved in and brazenly replaced the entire front door and locks. She said she got fed up, went to her family's home on 160th Street, Manhattan, with the local TV outlet in tow on the 29th of February, called a locksmith to change the locks. He had caught on camera, spat with the couple occupying the house, quickly unfolded. How dare you try to enter your place, said the squatters. Cops are called. They escorted two people off the property. In New York City, a person can claim squatter's rights after just 30 days.
Jeez.
Under the law, it's illegal for the homeowner to change the locks, turn off the utilities, and remove the belongings of the tenants. This is idiocy. This is crazy. They should be charged with breaking and entering at the minimum, right? So what if they sit on their ass in there for 30 days? What rights?
They become common law? I don't know.
Because by the time somebody does their investigation and their job, it'll be over 30 days, this man will still be in my home. I'm really fearful these people are going to get away with stealing my house. A woman who answered the door to the New York Post on Tuesday said she did not know anything about squatting claims. I don't have to explain more. Talk with the guy who has the business or the problem with the woman, but not with me because I don't know anything about it. It's not my problem, she said before slamming the door in the face of the reporter. During the most recent encounter in the home, the owner, who was armed with the deeds, was filmed entering the property after one of the apparent tenants left the front door open. You're letting all the air conditioning out, too, when you do that. After changing the locks, a man said he was leaving the property, identified by the local outlet as Brian Rodriguez, returned, barged through the front door. You shouldn't be trying to steal my house. His house.
I know, right?
His freaking house. After a flurry of 911 calls, responding police told Adelero she had to sort the thing out in housing court because it's considered a landlord-tenant issue.
Look at, there's the place right there.
Yeah. That's a million-dollar house.
Wow.
Wow. Well, it doesn't buy much these days, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go far.
There. Now, see, so the owner of the house now has...
I was going to say, speak for yourself. $1 million doesn't go far.
I mean...
Well, it goes far here. You can buy four of those
I'm
here.
I'm talking about... places like, well, even worse is San Francisco. Oh, my gosh.
You know, the average salary to live comfortably in San Francisco, you have to make $339,000 a year. That's just, the median.
Just
what jobs are paying $339,000 a year?
Not McDonald's.
No. So, and this is a problem that's happening all over the country because so many people are taking advantage of this law. It's happening in New York, Massachusetts, Long Island, and other places, this one getting attention because the owner was arrested for trying to throw people off her own property.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, I don't care how you slice it. That's just plain wrong. But that's America today, ain't it? Brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and his team, they're the best of the best. And you want to see proof, just visit them on Facebook and take a look at the photos and videos, the detail, the capabilities, this incredible team of people, whether it's something... what we might call basic, like a sidewalk or a porch or a patio, a stamped concrete driveway. They can build concrete into contoured landscape. There's really nothing. I mean, they've turned it into a true art form. In fact, they are refurbishing Prattville High School's football stadium. So big or small, they can handle the project. And they guarantee the outcome that you desire because they use top-notch materials and... with our sandy soil here in Alabama, reinforcement is super important. So they test the soil throughout the entire scope, width, and length of any project they undertake. To get a free estimate from Tom Latham, you'll love working with Tom. He's creative, he's fun, and boy, is he buttoned down detailed. 284-9292. 284-9292. That's Pennier and Concrete Technologies. And even if you don't need a concrete project done, check out the Facebook page. It's pretty impressive. Here is Melanie. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey, you know.
For a Wednesday, but it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, it sure is.
I just wanted to talk about the squatter situation because we have just gone through that here in Millbrook.
No kidding.
I say we. It was my brother, actually. It was his house. He bought a house. He flipped houses, and he had bought one. And it was full of squatters, and they wouldn't go away. And so everything you just said is exactly how it happened. The law doesn't really want to help. He got an attorney, and the attorney tried to kind of coach him through what to do. He served notice to the tenant, and they acted like they didn't know what that was. And he posted on the door, you know, you have 30 days, whatever, and they wouldn't leave. And he finally, his attorney told him that he did own the property. And so, like you said, the laws are different from state to state, but he was able to change the lock. And they had no running water. My brother had all the utilities turned off because they had to be swapped over into his name. And so he just had them all cut off.
Right.
And they still wouldn't leave. And when he did that, they started coming at night, like they were gone in the daytime. He never could catch them there to talk to them. And they had all the neighbors to look out for my brother's vehicle when he would, so that they would tell him when he was coming, just all kind of crazy stuff. And when he finally changed the lock, they would get in it. They would come in at night because my brother would go over there in the daytime and they would vandalize the whole house. Holes in the walls, some windows broken. I mean, they stole like the copper tubing off the air conditioning.
Oh, God.
Did a bunch of damage in the attic, cut all the wires up in the attic. I mean, just crazy stuff. He couldn't get them to leave, and so, but he had turned off electricity, and so they just totally vandalized and ruined the house.
Well, after you read that story about this woman in New York who went to jail because she wanted to go into her own house and put new locks on it, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And I was going to wonder if these stories happen locally, and now I've got a good one here. Melanie, I appreciate
that. They do, yeah. They do. And they finally left, and I can't remember why, but he put out a warrant for them because they were trespassing. He put up game cameras to try to catch them on the property because they said if you could catch them there, when you're there, that's considered trespassing. And they cut all the, took all the little cards out, you know, the cameras that hunters use. They took the little cards out so he couldn't prove that they were there. But he had all the neighbors telling him when they were coming. They're coming at night. They were going through a doggy door to get in and damage the house.
Jeez.
That's crazy. You know, and again, this is another example of how upside down things are. And I'm tired of stories where law enforcement, I'm not blaming the police because we know Montgomery, in specific yesterday, we found understaffed by 85 police officers that I can't do anything. Well, what the hell? I mean,
right.
How about the people that pay their taxes, live by the law? What about them? Some consideration for them. Melanie, I appreciate the story.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Y'all have a great day.
You too. All right. Ask and ye shall receive, right?
Yeah. That's so it's going on here.
722, we have Blue Water News next, and then part one of Random Facts is always followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries is launching an effort to provide hay for Texas cattle producers who have suffered losses due to wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. The Alabama Trucking Association is providing transportation of the donated hay to Texas. Alabama lawmakers on Tuesday gave final approval to a bill that would restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at state agencies and universities. The bill would also prohibit public school systems from sponsoring DEI programs. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature to become law. New Alabama football coach Kalen DeBoer has received an 8-year contract worth at least $87 million, and the school also gave basketball coach Nate Oates and athletic director Greg Byrne raises and extensions. The 49-year-old Kalen DeBoer is set to make $10 million in his first year as Bama's head coach. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at a place of business? Call me, Attorney Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm, 50050.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Speaking of the world upside down, look at this. California is now charging residents who want to leave the state with an exit tax. Getting out of that hellhole.
That's
with Governor Newsom. Yeah, probably worth it.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born on March.
March 20th, 1928, the world welcomed little baby Fred Rogers. The future children's TV host showed talent on the day he was born.
Won't you please?
Hey, look, he's singing.
Please, won't you be my mother? Hello, mother. How are you today?
Fred Rogers, a star is born.
And now,
it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood we call
Random Facts.
That's a Fred Rogers impression.
It's like he's in the room.
Thanks for the ID, pal.
Did you know? Something happened in 1971 in South Africa that, affected the entire world.
Oh.
But really didn't affect the entire world until much later.
Okay.
In 1971, a South African by the name of Percy Tucker founded something which was called CompuTicket. It was the first electronic ticket booking system in the world. 1971.
Huh.
He also pioneered in the sale of tickets for Michael Jackson's concert as part of a Dangerous World Tour. It was going to take place in South Africa, but that tour was canceled. So Percy Tucker founded CompuTicket.
I'll be damned.
Is that the predecessor to Ticketmaster?
Probably. It's what, you know, it would evolve into
evil,
that.
Evil Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Did you know? We don't actually know who the first person to reach the North Pole was. We don't know who that actually was. So we got Robert Perry. Yeah. Frederick Cook and Richard Byrd, they all said that they were the first people to reach it, but none of their claims have been confirmed.
Because of geography, possible geography problems and mistakes, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way for us to know, so we have no idea who the first person was to get there. Did you know, while shooting a TV series, I have no idea what TV series it was, Kurt Russell, who was 12 years old at the time, gave Charles Bronson a birthday gift. They were co-starring together in whatever this TV series was. I have no idea what TV series had Kurt Russell and Charles Bronson.
I don't remember one.
I don't know. But he gave him a birthday gift, and Bronson just kind of walked away without responding about it. You know, he took the gift, but he just walked away. He later went back and thanked Russell and explained that he grew up extremely poor and never actually received a birthday gift. And it was something that was just strange to him. He didn't understand it. But he thanked him for it. And probably apologized for, like, just walking off because he didn't know what to do. But, yeah.
You're listening to The Redemption of Charles Bronson on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Do you know they had a look-alike play Bronson in later films in foreign countries?
No, I did not know that.
So, like, apparently he was a big deal, or at least his movies, like, you put Charles Bronson in your film, he's a big deal. But it was in other countries, not here in the States.
Right.
When he died, or became unable to, you know, do his acting anymore, mm-hmm. they hired a look-alike. They got some guy that looks like him
mm-hmm.
to play him. Now in those foreign films.
Now they don't even have to do that.
Well, he had the same facial expression no matter what he was doing.
Yeah.
He didn't change in any movie. That's why I wasn't really much of a fan, although...
He was the visualization of Sean Connery's accent.
Although I understand that my...
It never changed.
My second skankadactyl wife, apparently... She claimed she slept with him, or she was at some
he
big
probably
party.
Made the same face.
Or maybe...
Can't tell. Are you happy?
Or perhaps slept with the lookalike.
I'm not going to go look it up. I wonder if he's dead.
Bronson?
No, my ex-wife.
Oh. You said he. I wasn't sure.
Is Bronson dead?
I think I'm going to stalk her.
Bronson's alive, right?
Let's
yeah,
go.
No, he's gone.
He is dead. He died last year. Wait, no, I'm sorry. 2003, not 23.
Yeah.
He died in 2003.
Oh, he's been gone.
At the age of 81.
Wow.
Let's see. Is this her?
Listen live as we stalk Facebook looking for...
I'm just mentally prepared to... I don't think that's her.
Good-looking family.
Yeah, but I don't think it's her.
I think that's why they think it's her.
Yeah.
Did you know this band did not get their first number one in the United States until their sixth album? It took six albums for them to get their first number one. And that album was considered one of the first true concept albums. You probably have no idea who it's going to be.
Okay, so...
because there's so many in the world that you could guess.
Yeah. So it's not Pink Floyd.
No, you'd have to go further back than Pink Floyd.
Oh, okay.
Not too much further back than Pink Floyd, but further back than Pink Floyd.
A first number one album.
The problem is, if I tell you the song or the album, you'll know it exactly.
Hmm.
So it's a group. It's not a person. It's a group.
I'm thinking Led Zeppelin for no other reason than...
it's none of the 70s. It's none of those.
First number one...
Kingston Trio?
No! It was actually the Beach Boys.
Oh, wow.
And the first number one was Kokomo, correct?
No, it was I Get Around.
I Get Around, okay.
And that was off their sixth album, All Summer Long.
Okay, but do you know what? That Kokomo was their biggest.
Oh, that was a huge hit, but that was like in the 80s or something, right? Late 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a massive hit for them whenever that came out, but they didn't get their first number one until their sixth album, which is an odd thing to think about.
Yeah,
because normally, if you don't get something out of the gate, you're not getting a contract that gives you more albums.
I Get Around, and that sounds pretty early, too.
Doesn't it? Like, how did they have six albums that didn't...
Because Good Vibrations was number one.
I was going to say...
that was later.
They could have had a lot of songs that reached number three, number two, but never number one.
So Pet Sounds must have been after his sixth album, you know. I'll have to look, but... because Pet Sounds was where Good Vibrations came off.
I'm looking it up now.
So I didn't know they had six albums before number one.
And I wish I could. Let me see if I've got some here. Okay, let's see. First album, Surfin' Safari.
Yeah.
Surfin' USA was the second.
Okay.
Surfer Girl was the third.
All these surfer.
I know.
And none of them were surfers except...
Little Deuce Coupe.
Yeah, then they get into Cars.
Was fourth.
Then they got into Cars, yeah.
Little Deuce Coupe is a good song.
Yeah, Shut Down Volume 2, I don't know what that is.
Hmm.
And then All Summer Long.
Okay, All Summer Long is and was a compilation, too. But then Pet Sounds was...
After All Summer Long, it was the Beach Boys' Christmas album.
Wow.
Then it was the Beach Boys' Today. Then it was Summer Days and Summer Nights. Then it was Beach Boys' Party, which I'm guessing these are some kind of compilation type
things.
Wow,
we're way up now.
Then it was Pet Sounds.
Wow. Huh.
Then it was Smiley Smile.
Well, and that one took years to complete. That one.
Then there's a lot of albums after that. Yeah. Anyway, did you know?
By the way, somebody just sent the show with Kurt Russell and Charles Bronson was The Travels of Jamie McFeeters.
The Travels of Jamie McFeeters.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it in my life.
One season.
Did you know, after Amanda Berry disappeared in 2003, a self-proclaimed psychic named Sylvia Brown went on television and determined that Amanda Berry was dead and was in water. In 2013, Amanda Berry was found alive, not in water at all, after escaping the home of a man who had imprisoned her and two other women for over a decade.
Wow.
Take that, psychic.
Yeah, remember there was a big story? They uncovered some house where some guy had kept like a dozen female prisoners.
Oh yeah, that's
somebody finally escaped.
Yes, water.
Yeah.
By the way, I think she's dead.
Oh, you're number two.
That's...
or she's not on Facebook.
Let's have a moment of silence.
That's your options.
Well, she's either dead or she's just
never opened a Facebook account.
Those are our two options on this one. I think she's dead. Did you know?
Yeah, we got married on September 11th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What year? I mean, obviously it wasn't 2001, but what year was it?
Many years prior to 2001.
Okay. Right. But you do remember the date, just not... Well, yeah, I would imagine that date would have stuck out after 9/11.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's just that it was such a horrible time. Such a horrible time that I've really blocked most of it out.
Well, how long were you guys married? Or seeing each other, whatever. How long were you a thing?
15 months before I escaped.
Oh.
Oh.
That was with the volume turned all the way down, too. So I need to go to plan B here.
Did you know a man in India...
India.
Carved a 360-foot, 30 feet... Well, okay, hang on. 360 foot long, 30 feet deep. No, I'm sorry, 30 feet wide. I'll get these numbers right correctly. Hang on. Man in India carved a 360 foot long, 30 foot deep, and 25 foot... I've already screwed it up.
Big hole.
Really, really big.
Huge.
360 feet long,
yeah.
30 feet wide, and 25 feet deep. It was a path that he had cut through a ridge of hills. Hills. What the wrong with my... Am I having a stroke? He used only a hammer and a chisel to do this.
Jeez.
It took 22 years of him hacking away at these hills. But when he got done, he shortened travel distance from 34 miles to 9 miles. Travel distance, I guess, from where he was to some other location, I suppose. I don't know what it was. Because it doesn't say what it was going to be, but it was a path. And so I'm guessing it's a walking path or some kind of path that I don't know that you can drive a car through it, but it shortened the distance from 34 to 9.
I don't know. I would have kept going to 34 than doing all
that. I mean, it took him 22 years to do it. So yeah, likely, did he have... How much time did he have left to enjoy the fact that he shortened that distance? I don't know. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to give you a random fact about Orson Welles. We're going to tell you about the first president who used an armored vehicle. We'll tell you who that was. We're going to tell you about the first element to be named after a person. We'll also give you a random fact about Johnny Rominski, otherwise known as Gentleman Johnny.
Any relation to Jamie McFeeters?
No. I got to look that up now. And we're going to tell you what a cloud chamber is. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Do you have anything about the Kingston Trio?
Nothing in the Kingston Trio at all today.
But just I do a randomly odd band from the 60s.
What was it called? What was it called again? McFeelers?
McFeeters.
McFeeters?
I thought you had a cute pet name for your feet. I'm going to tickle your McFeeters. 7:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The Dow is in slightly negative territory because they're holding their breath because the Fed's going to announce whether they're going to lower interest rates or keep them where they're at. And that's the most likely outcome.
Probably going to keep them where they're at.
Because inflation is back.
Yeah.
It's not going away. Now, with those challenges, wouldn't it be a good idea to sit down and talk to a financial planner about how to protect your money and grow it during these crazy times we're going through? Brent McDonald's the guy we hope you'll do that with. Brent and his team, and he's got a great group at Invista Advisors. We'll have the chance to sit down, talk to you about plans and ways that you can protect yourself against bad government decisions, among other things, that put pressures on the market and determine what your money is worth. Reach out and make an appointment at 387-0094. There's no sales pitch with this. There's no pressure. Just a chance to get acquainted, talk, and see if there isn't a partnership available for them to work with you and the money you work so hard to make. 387-0094, Brent McDonald and Investing Advisors. Traffic Dungeon time at 7:39.
Well, so far, your biggest obstacle this morning is busy traffic, and we've got a lot of that on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. Our other feeder roads into Montgomery, Highway 31, Highway 331, and Troy Highway are very busy this morning. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard's light in places, but mostly moderate. East Boulevard and East South Boulevard are busiest at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any accidents happen to slow you down. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Around because you two can win right after
random facts.
You two, the group, and you two can win.
Yeah.
See, I picked up on that.
Yeah. Nothing gets past Rich. Steel trap.
Not my best, but I'm not there today, so.
Thank you to Kathy T. and Ken P., who have both sent me things about the travels of Jamie McPheeters. Television series that I noticed faced it was on CBS. No, it was on ABC, I think. It was on ABC. One season.
McPheeters spelled. I'm sorry.
M C P H E E T E R S. McPheeters. 1963 to 1964. One season, 26 episodes. It says it faces stiff competition. Get this. It was an hour-long Western drama, right? Had some real tough competition at 7:30 on CBS from my favorite Martian.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody beat My Favorite Martian, man.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Bill Bixby.
I was going to say Bill Bixby.
Yeah.
It was also had competition on the other side on the first half of the Ed Sullivan Show.
Well, of course, when you've got somebody on TV saying...
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act.
And then you bring out Topo Gigio.
Yeah.
And then on NBC for that same time slot, they were showing the Disney's Wonderful World of Color.
Which was big deal because it was in color and it was one of the few color shows at the time.
You've ever seen your Wences? I hated that.
No.
This guy, see...
Oh, was he the one that talked with his...
Yeah, he used his thumb and the side of his index finger and he put lipstick on it.
Yeah, to make a mouth.
And made it talk.
Hello.
Wow.
Is that right? There was also a movie, Guns of Diablo. Do you remember Guns of Diablo?
Fred, I don't.
Well,
nothing on Westerns.
It took the final episode of this McFeeters thing and expanded it into a film.
Mm.
And it still had Kurt Russell and Charles Bronson in it.
How about that?
Yeah. Did you know, back to our random facts here, the Orson Welles, the famous drunk outtakes for that wine commercial that he was doing.
You will serve no wine before it's time.
Yeah. The only reason that they ever shot that was so that they could show their insurance company that, look, we can't film this today. He's drunk. So you got to pay him, and we got to do it again. Because he's drunk. We can't.
And for what wine company again was that? I'm sorry.
I do not remember, okay. But there will be no wine
before it's time.
Yeah.
We will serve no wine before it's time.
It's called Orson Welles. And one day we put together a Scrabble game where he was the board, and all these people with letters for names like B. Benaderet, Stubby K. We're playing Scrabble on top of Orson Welles. Wild stuff.
Did you know in December of 1941, this president became the first to use an armored vehicle?
So 1941, it's got to be FDR.
Yeah, that's Franklin Roosevelt, yeah. It originally...
Well, in fairness, they did try to kill him before he took the White House the first time.
Do you know what armored vehicle he was using?
Tank?
No.
No?
It belonged to someone else.
Al Capone.
Yes, it did.
Because he had a bulletproof car. That's right. They realized that the FBI had confiscated that vehicle, so they turned it into the president's car.
The Treasury Department had seized it in 1932 on that whole tax evasion thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you know, we have a bulletproof car in stock here. You want
to... We happen to have one, right?
Yeah, you want to hop in? Did you know the element samarium was named after a Russian mining engineer?
Joe Samarium,
yeah. Actually, his name was Vasily Samarsky Bikovits. It was the first element to be named after a person, samarium.
Glad to know he was a good samarium.
Let's talk about Johnny Raminski, a.k.a. Gentleman Johnny, because he never used violence. He was a burglar. What happened?
So I want to remind you that we do have Colonel Richardson coming from Maxwell to join us today to talk about the air show.
Oh, that's right. We're right already right here. Yeah. Scottish burglar, which Johnny Raminski does not sound Scottish at all, but anyway, he was a burglar, and when he was released from prison during World War II, he used his safe-cracking skills for the Allies to get documents from Nazi safes. So they would go in, raid a place, bring the safes back, and then he would sit there and get into them so they could get the documents and stuff. And finally, did you know subatomic particles can be detected by the naked eye with a simple homemade device called a cloud chamber? It uses dry ice and alcohol. I don't exactly know how they're made, but I'm going to be looking that up because I'm now curious to see some subatomic particles with the naked eye. Those are all of your random facts.
Some bar should exploit that science to turn it into a drink they can actually serve.
Have the cloud chamber.
The dry ice particle chamber with gin fizz on the top. While we're getting ready to do our $20 pop quiz question, a reminder that the Ingram family of stores there on the boulevard, that's truly a family dealership. Talked quite a bit about John setting up and raising the standards for pre-owned vehicles with Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. And Mr. Ray Ingram, the president, still on the property every day. He's one of those guys that likes to keep involved and engaged in what's going on inside the store. And then we have John, who's, well, I mentioned John. David is the general manager of the Mercedes-Benz. And I was just browsing. They've got some great signature pre-owned vehicles there with a GLC 300. Outstanding SUV, state-of-the-art technologies. It's a 2019, and it's available under $25,000. And there's quite a few selections in that regard, including sedans like a Mercedes C-Class C300. That's the car that my daughter drove. They've got a 2021, and it's only $28,000, low mileage. And, of course, these cars have been thoroughly vetted. What you're buying there, vehicles that you can depend on. So when you're ready to make that step, don't consider yourself out of it until you visited with the team at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz with 25 lending partners. They'll get you done on your first Mercedes. Stop by and see them on the boulevard or visit them online at jackingrammercedesbenz.com and say hello to the Ingrams for us while you're over there. And thank them for being such longtime partners with us. Right now, we're ready for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this group that got their first number one hit in the U.S., but it took them six albums to get there. What group was it?
And extra credit if you could tell us what the song was.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. We're standing by for you right now while we check traffic.
We had an accident a few minutes ago, Burbank and Atlanta Highway. Please watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. A disabled vehicle, Madison at Jackson. And boy, I tell you what, we've got a lot of cars on the road right now. I-65 and 85 are loaded for bear through downtown Montgomery. We've got a lot of cars coming into Montgomery on our feeder roads. It's just that time of the morning. We'll keep you updated if any other problems pop up. Right now, you're just dealing with heavy traffic all over the area. Larry Live Oak has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881, with J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's go to Live 1 and John, ready to give us the winning answer on our pop quiz question.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What is the answer? What group?
It is the Beach Boys.
It is the Beach Boys. Do you happen to know what song it is?
Is it I Get Around?
It is.
Excellent work. Right. Hang on. Jay needs some information from you so we can get you in. I need my review from backup Steve. Hey.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Hey, Jay, it's always a wonderful day in the neighborhood whenever we have random facts. It can be for Rich and for me and for you too, Greg.
Thanks.
Wonderful intros, man. Wonderful intros. You just love it all.
Hey, so let me give you, let me ask you this. There was a show called Travels of the McFeeders.
Charles Bronson and Kurt Russell.
That's right. You got it.
Good work, Steve. We're kind of short for time here. So, Jay, Tom, you'll be our last contestant. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
Okay, let me give you a question here. A company called CompuTicket was the first electronic ticket you could get. 1971, what country?
South Africa.
Correct.
Good work. Wow, 100% on everybody. 753.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We've got a nice day ahead of us, and it's going to be warmer than yesterday by about 10 degrees. So let the warm-up begin on this first full day of spring with a high temperature up to about 71, mostly sunny. Partly cloudy. Not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature 42. That's still below normal, but it's better than the last couple of mornings, of course. Tomorrow's high up to about 76 with a sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers returning late Thursday night, becoming more likely Friday and Friday night. Most of the weekend looking pretty good. Maybe a leftover shower on Saturday morning, but I think improvement by Saturday afternoon with a high in the upper 60s and then low 70s on Sunday. Sunday definitely the better day of the weekend. Right now this morning, Prattville's still at 33. It's 37 at MGM at 754.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail
Jay!
Why, thank you very much. Move the microphone back over here. Yes, I want to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. And it's been here in Montgomery since 1977 when Troop Boots' grandparents opened the store. Troop runs it now. And he is the guy you're going to talk to every time you call their number. Anytime you interact with Heirloom Jewelers, you're going to be dealing with Troop Booth. 260-0066 is their number. You can text that or call that. And Troop is going to get the message. He's the one that's going to respond. This does not go through an answering service or any kind of other things. It is all him all the time. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. But it's by appointment only because, again, it's just him. The better part about that is that you're talking to the owner right there. You're getting decisions immediately. You're getting answers immediately. There is no, I got to confer with somebody or I got to talk to the boss or the, none of that. It's him. You are talking to the boss, and he's going to give you, you know, the fair and honest values and pricing on not only what he's selling, but maybe what you're offering as well. Because he is in the market right now to buy your old used estate jewelry, whether it be, you know, in usable shape. Maybe it's broken. Maybe it's gold. Maybe you got some gold jewelry that you're not, you know, you're no reason why you'd be keeping it around because you can sell that. Gold is at an all-time high, and he is paying top dollar for it right now. So if you've got broken gold jewelry, if you've got gold jewelry you just don't wear anymore, if you just need money and you've got gold sitting around, he is going to buy it and give you the top dollar for it. And even more if you turn that into store credit. So keep that in mind. See their inventory online at Facebook and Instagram or at heirloomjewelers.com. And don't forget to call that number, 260-0066.
At 7:57, again, coming up after the top of the hour, we are going to be visited by...
Three spirits.
Our buddy Colonel Joe Pan's arranging something really special for us this morning, and we're going to get to that as quickly as we can. Right now, the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Inflation remains the chief worry for small businesses, according to a new survey showing their optimism fell last month. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Optimism Index fell to 89.4. It's been below the 50-year average of 98 for 26 straight months. U.S. single-family home building rebounded sharply, hitting the highest levels in nearly 2 years, boosted by mild temperatures and persistent shortages of previously owned houses on the market. The CEO of Airbus says Boeing's problems are bad for the entire industry, and Airbus takes no pleasure in the technical problems plaguing U.S. rival Boeing. Those comments from Guillaume Faure. The founding family behind Nordstrom is seeking to take the U.S. department store operator private, 6 years after a similar attempt proved unsuccessful, people familiar with the matter said on Tuesday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Taking on large commercial landscapes? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
Without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures. Enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match.